beautiful. And we thank all our decorators, all our altar guild, everybody who worked hard on getting this up and providing it for us. In fact, I have learned that this year marks 50 years of Redeemer having a Chrismon tree. Wow, so this is a special anniversary year. You'll notice in your bulletin a special flyer about Chrismons and these Chrismons and stuff like that. So we hope you'll take a look at that. Also, before I get any further, we're always glad to have all of you here, but today we have a special person with us. Mabel Trexler is with us today. Yes, ma'am.
I would stand up, but I'm a little tired.
Okay. That's all right. As long as you don't sleep during the sermon, we're happy. Okay.
All right.
Yep. Well, we're glad you're here with us today. Yes, ma'am. The other interesting news I learned late this week, you remember our refugee family that we brought over a few years ago. It is my understanding they had a baby boy. Janet, can you tell us some more about that? Do you know any more about that? That's off. You have a picture on your phone, but they've had a new baby boy. Is that right? Okay, that's about all the information I had, but that's what I got. Janet has a picture if you want to see it. Don't forget our midweek Advent worship this week, Wednesday, 7 o'clock. The color that we'll be talking about is white, and there is a meal, tacos, at 6, so come join us for that. We've also been doing our community churches, have been doing their Advent study on Sunday afternoon. That is today at 4:30. At McGregor Presbyterian Church. There's information in your Go and Serve about all that. Also, don't forget that on Wednesday, we have our preschool Christmas program at 10 o'clock, and we encourage you all to come and join in on that. As I tell you every year, smiles are guaranteed. We invite you to come and be here for that. Amanda, finally, it's your turn. That was it.
That was it. Okay.
I had a question for you about whether we should bring a chair, but you just answered that one.
Bring a chair. Bring a lawn chair. We'll have a few here, but here's mine.
Okay.
All right.
I want you to know, while you're doing your announcements, I already found 5 of the words.
Did you really? Wow.
Let us prepare for our worship. Rise as you are able. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. Your prophets spoke of a day when the desert would blossom and waters would break forth in the wilderness. Bless us in the light of the candles on this wreath. Strengthen our hearts as we prepare for the coming of the Lord. May he give water to all who thirst. For he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Hear us, O Shepherd, as we cry to you.
Restore us, O God.
You who lead Joseph like a flock.
Restore us, O God.
You who are enthroned upon the cherubim.
Restore us, O God.
Shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh.
Restore us, O God.
Stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore
Restore us, O God.
Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Let us wait patiently for the Lord.
God's restoration will surely come.
Let us take courage in the face of the darkness.
God's light will surely shine.
Let us follow wherever God leads. Let us receive the Lord anew.
God's
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up the wills of all who look to you, Lord God, and strengthen our faith in your coming, that transformed by grace, we may walk in your way through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
Oh,
A reading from James. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Once there was a college student who needed a small 2-hour course to fill out his schedule, and the only one he could find and could fit in was a course called Wildlife Zoology. He had some reservations because he had heard that the course was tough and the teacher was a bit different. But since it was his only choice, he signed up. After 1 week and one chapter, the professor gave a test to the class. He passed it out, and it was a sheet of paper divided into squares, and in each square was a carefully drawn picture of some bird legs. Not bird bodies, not bird feet, just different birds' legs. And the test simply asked them to identify the birds from the pictures of their legs. Well, the student was absolutely floored. He didn't have a clue. So he sat and stared at the test, and he got angrier and angrier. Finally, reaching the boiling point, he stomped up to the front of the classroom and threw the test on the teacher's desk and exclaimed, "This is the worst test I have ever seen, and it's the dumbest course I have ever taken." The professor looked back and said, "Young man, you have just flunked this test." The student began to stalk away, but then the professor noticed that he hadn't put his name on the test. "By the way," he said, "what is your name?" The student turned, bent over, pulled up his pants to reveal his legs, and said, "You tell me." Finding out who somebody isn't always the easiest thing to do. So it's not hard for us to understand where John the Baptist was coming from. Languishing there in prison, the stories he was hearing about Jesus didn't much match what he was expecting. Where was the unquenchable fire? Where was the axe laid at the root of the trees? Those were the things he had preached about the one who was to come. And then Jesus had come, but those things had not. And so John had to ask, are you the one who is to come? Or are we to wait for another? When Jesus answers, what he doesn't say is just as important as what he does say. He doesn't say, look at these crowds, of course I'm the one. He doesn't say, look at the offerings I have collected and our budget, or look at the worship center I have built. He doesn't point to women's programs or men's groups or fellowship meals or even to Bible studies. No. No, he said, go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have good news brought to them. You see, Jesus described a new order and a new kingdom they had never expected, and one far better than they could ever have imagined. Jesus' answer was about compassion. It was about outreach. It was about healing and hope and joy. Faith wasn't meant to be just an inward, personal thing. It was meant to be shared, and it was meant to be lived together. When you looked at those with Jesus, you saw the poor, the sick, the disabled, the disenfranchised, and the marginal. What you saw was God reaching out to those forgotten, ignored, abandoned people in love and mercy and grace. This was the sign of the Messiah. This was the sign of God's new kingdom. The answer that Jesus gave about how John could tell if he was God's Messiah was this: in his presence, people received healing and hope. And that was what mattered. Oh, this is the time of Advent, a time of waiting and hoping, a time of expectation. And in this time, we are the people in need of healing and hope. And into our lives, Emmanuel, God with us, comes, giving us love and assurance, strength and salvation. But he also gives us a call. This past week, I saw a post on Facebook, and in fact, I think I even put it on our church page. It said, want to keep Christ in Christmas? Feed the hungry. Comfort the afflicted. Love the outcast. Forgive the wrongdoer. Inspire the hopeless. That's what it means to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. To know and to show the difference this child makes in us and for others. Oh, people of God, Jesus is coming. Ignite the fire. Bear fruit for God's kingdom. Amen. to children of the earth. Mountains and valleys will have to be prepared. New highways open, new protocols declared. Almost here, God is nearing in beauty and grace. All stores and a great way in haste come out in haste. First saw Jesus, a baby in a crib. This same Lord Jesus today has come to live in our world. He is present in neighbors we see. One Jesus is with us and ever sets us free. Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious Savior, we thank you for being our Savior. We needed you, and in love you came among us. In love you save. May our lives be pregnant with you. May we live in your love and in your name every day. Lord, in your mercy. O God, your blessings truly abound. We thank you for the blessings of Jesus. We thank you for the blessings of home and family and friends. We thank you for the blessings of happiness and joy in life. Refresh us now with your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, in this season of preparation for your coming, we remember that you are indeed God with us. Touch our lives with your love. Touch our lives with your peace. In your love, bless all those who are sick, those who mourn, those in trouble, those who are alone. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Fill us, gracious God, with the excitement and joy that John the Baptist had for your coming. May our hearts eagerly long for your presence in our lives. May our lives be transformed by your grace. And may our eyes ever look for your kingdom. May our lips always proclaim your praise. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Giver of every good thing, we set before you the gifts that you have already given to sustain our lives and to share with others.
Help us to be good stewards of the earth and all that is in it.
And let our lives be a testimony to the abundant feast you prepare for all who hunger. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy. The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. God of abundance, we give you thanks that in this holy meal you have invited us to feast with you and one another. May the taste of your love remain with us, and may our words and our work in your name invite others into your bountiful grace. Send us from your table to proclaim your presence, even as we await the glorious coming of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. the, if you just help me get it off. Okay, we're getting rest. Thank you.
Made a mess all over the altar.
Oh my gracious!
And just on the fair linen over here and everything.
Now I don't do that.
I'm just saying I made a mess. It's my fault. I did it.
That, I do the other, but
that never happens. But I did it today.
I don't know who it is.
I picked up a glass and it just came out.
Just came out.
I messed up. I got wine all over everything.
Oh. You got to do laundry today.
It's my bad. I did it.
Well, I don't.
It does happen, but rarely.
Wow. I don't know. Nia, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and I got it on the floor.
What are you going to do about it?
Take a wet, cold cloth.
Well, I'll leave that for Cindy. And Cindy
just take a wet, cold cloth.
Cindy does prepare linens. I do them. I'll move these tables back.
This one is at least 2 inches.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, because
I had a difficult time.
Carol,
I didn't see Carol. What about this? Yeah, there's a few spots on it.
Yeah.